The other reason why I've got concerns with this deal is the whole nature of Rio Tinto and its relationship with Australia. And when the original DLC was proposed in December 1995, the Keating government actually decided it should be one of the terms of the agreement that you have one third of the directors being Australian, and that you proposed at the time that the entire eastern hemisphere of the global operation would be run out of Melbourne. Now we have a situation where we're down to only 3 out of 13 directors are Australian residents, and we're putting another 3 Canadians on the board, so we're going to be down to just 3 out of 16. And if you go back 10 years, 6 of our 8 top management team were Australians. Now we're down to only 2 out of the top 9 are Australians. We're going into a situation where you're about to have wall-to-wall Labor governments in Australia. We've seen the global phenomenon of resource nationalism, where even the British government have been jacking up taxes in the North Sea. You've seen the Russians. Everyone, governments the world over, are trying to patriotically claw back value from their resources. And here's Rio Tinto sitting in London with $100 billion of Australian assets, doing sops to the Canadian government with special panels and advisory teams and extra 3 Canadian directors, and seemingly giving nothing back to Australia. And I think you're actually running a politically risky strategy in not doffing your cap to Australia a bit more, both with board representation and just the basic case of where your head office is. I mean, I cannot see why your head office should be in London. And I really think that with $100 billion worth of assets here, you should be an Australian headquartered company with a large division in Canada and an international board. And I just flag it as a risk that I think you're taking in not showing appropriate respect for the fact that you are making such a fortune out of the natural resources of this country and doing it from your London headquarters. So I'm voting against, and I hope a few other shareholders will also send a message to the board. Thank you.
Your second question, it really relates to the structure of the company. And I think the first thing I'd like to say in response to that is that as a company, as a board of directors, we are deeply respectful to our position in Australia and the stewardship of Australian resources that falls to us. We have actually, since the DLC was put into place in 1995, invested billions and billions of dollars in the thoughtful and careful development of Australia's resources. It's certainly in excess of 10 billion. I don't have a figure on the tip of my tongue today. In doing so, we have created employment, we have created export revenue, and we have created huge value for Australia, which I can just speak from the contacts that I have regularly, as do others of us, with Australian political leaders of all complexions. This is something that is respected as a contribution to Australia, and we hold our heads quite high when it comes to that. You also raise some statistical points about numbers of directors. You did say 3 Australian resident directors. We actually have 4 Australian directors. Richard Goodmanson, who is an Australian, is not actually resident, but I can tell you represents a very Australian point of view when required in our board discussions. And you talked about 3 Canadians. Again, if I can just make a small statistical correction, we will be welcoming 2 Canadians to our board and 1 American. Dick Evans is an American citizen. But you would expect, I think, in a situation where we're making a large acquisition in territory which is not unfamiliar to us, we already have Canadian businesses, that we should seek to bring onto our board representation from that company to ensure that there's continuity. So I think we are keeping faith with the original undertakings and understandings of the DLC discussions of 1995. I think the DLC, as far as it concerns Rio Tinto, has worked out very, very well indeed for Australia.